Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's Great Expectations on your radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great Expectations. Charles Millett,
yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great Expectations.
I shared with you a few weeks ago on Tuesday night, and one of the slides that I showed you was in reference to you and I are the ones that are responsible for making sure that we are the best version of ourselves. The best version of myself that I can be, that is my responsibility. So I want you to bear that in mind tonight as we actually talk through Breakthrough Revealed. I took a moment to kind of look in Webster, to kind of look at what the dictionary had to say about breakthrough. And when I looked at them, I was just going to put one, but I looked at all three, and I said, I like all three of them, because I want you to bear this in mind tonight as we have this conversation. Breakthrough, a military movement or advance all the way through and beyond an enemy's front line defense. Now, God is not going to talk to us about anything that he does not intend to do. He doesn't speak to us about anything that he doesn't have on his mind. So whatever it is that your adversary has been trying to keep back from you, bear in mind tonight that you are in spiritual battle. So there is some spiritual movement. It's like the form of like military movement. And breakthrough is about you advancing beyond the point of your enemy's resistance. Whatever it is that your adversary has been using as his main line defense to keep you from experiencing what God has for you, breakthrough is about you getting beyond that. All right? And then it's an act or an instance of removing or surpassing an obstruction or restriction, the overcoming of a stalemate. Sometimes it's just like you're just spinning, trying to get beyond it, trying to get past it, trying to get through it. And when you think about breakthrough, God is saying, what has caused you to just be spinning and what is just causing you to be at a stalemate, the breakthrough that I'm talking to you about is about removing all of the obstacles and all of the restrictions that keep you from moving into what I have for you. And then finally, any significant or sudden advance, development, achievement, or increase that removes a barrier to progress. Notice, y'all, any significant or sudden advance, any development, achievement, or increase that moves me or moves the barrier that's hindering my progress. So these are the things that I want you to bear in mind and for us to think about as we talk about Breakthrough Revealed, because God is saying, this is what I want to reveal to you about breakthrough. When you think about breakthrough, don't let it be a cliche or some word that sounds strong. Let it be an active force that's at work in your life, because that's what God desires to give us as his people. What do you think this Sunday is all about? A major breakthrough in all three of those areas of definition right there. And even in our life, God says, I want to reveal this to you. I don't want it to be hidden. I don't want you to struggle to find it out. I want you to really understand what it is that I want to do for your life. How many of y'all are willing to embrace what God is saying he wants to do for your life? You embracing that? I'm telling you, the Lord has already done so much for us, and all we got to do is step into what he's already done. And it starts with being willing to not only believe, but also, y'all, to receive, okay? So God has a breakthrough, y'all, for us in every single area of your life. No matter what it is, God has a breakthrough. There's a plan that God has for us. And that plan that God has for us is a plan for breakthrough. And God has put some instructions, some guidelines a set of steps in the Bible from the scripture that we read tonight that I want to point out to show you. And I was just looking at them, and it's like the Lord was saying, there are some simple steps that people can take that will cause these three things or these three areas of definition to come forth in their life. And God said, I don't want to hide it from them. I'm not even trying to make it a secret. I want to reveal it to them. I want to actually make it known. I want them to know that whatever area of their life that they need a breakthrough in, God said, it's possible for us, y'all. Finances, relationships, family, in your body, glory to God, in your career, your education, your business, whatever your pursuits are, the Lord says, there's a plan. And tonight, I'm going to give you two simple steps out of what happened with King David to help us to see how you and I can experience the breakthrough. Go back to the previous screen for just a moment. Two simple steps that'll move you, cause you to advance beyond the enemy's frontline defense. Two simple steps that will serve as an act of the instance of removing or surpassing an obstruction or restriction. Two simple steps that will help you move beyond a stalemate position. Two simple steps that will create significant or sudden advance, development, achievement, or increase that will move you or move any barrier that's actually hindering your progress. Okay? So let me give you these two steps, all right? The two steps to take for your breakthrough, number one, is to pray. And we're in a season of prayer right now. And then number two is actually to obey. All right? Now, notice something, y'all, if we go back and just look at these few verses right quick again. Let's look at verse 8, because I want to point out some things in reference to how just praying is the first simple step to a major breakthrough. Now, when David's enemies, I'm going to paraphrase about what the scripture is saying. When David's enemies, the Philistines, had heard that God had elevated David, when they had heard that God's hand was on his life, when they had heard that David's family was prospering, that David was advancing and what God had turned over to him, they were bothered by that. When they heard that God had elevated him, boy, they struggled with that thing. So they went up and said, let's see what we can do to keep him from advancing. Because if God's people has a leader that is anointed and is willing to pray, you're going to see what kind of things that really can happen. So they said, let's go up. We're going to see another way. They said, let's go set up. We're going to start something with it. We starting a fight. He ain't even got to want one. We just heard about what's happening in his life, and we want to do something about it. And I'm telling y'all that, you know, Satan is not excited about what's happening in our life, but we are equipped not only and graced not only to deal with what God has called us to do, but we're also graced to deal with the enemies, the adversaries in our life. God equips us for that. So they said it's on. And David heard of it, and look at what David didn't run. He didn't go hide. He said, you know what? I heard they coming for me, so let me step. The beautiful thing about it, y'all, is that I gained from this is any fight that God has put in front of you that you're supposed to fight, you're supposed to step to that thing. Are you listening to me? You know, God doesn't expect us to always just do nothing. There are times when God says, okay, this is what I want you to do. And when God gives us the instruction to move, we move. If God tells us to stand still and watch him work, we do that too. But David stepped up, y'all. Next verse. And this is where it got powerful. Now, he stepped up, and the Bible said this is what he stepped up to do. Because the first thing it looks like is they coming. David said, okay, let's go. Let's get it on. Meet me. Now, David steps towards them this way. This is how he steps. And David, you want to highlight this. And David inquired of God. when it says he inquired, he took that step that I'm telling you about to breakthrough to pray. He went and inquired of God. And this is what he said. When he went to God in prayer, he said, now, God, shall I go up against them? Now, they coming. Should I go up against the Philistines? And then he asked this question. He says, not only should I go, but if I go, will you give me victory over them? Will you deliver them into my hand? And look at what the Lord said. What did the Lord say, y'all? Come on, y'all. He said, what? For what? Now notice, you know, David inquired of God if he should go. And God said, I'm going to deliver them into your hand. Now look at verse 11. And when they came to Baal Prism, I had to work with that too. Baal Prism, and David smote them there. Now I wonder why he had victory there. I know why he did. Because he prayed. He inquired of the Lord, is this what I should do? And God said, go beat them down. David said, God, notice this, y'all. David said, God has broken in upon mine enemies. Who had did it? He said, God did it. Why did God do that? Because God heard David pray. He just prayed before he went. Got the word from the Lord. God has broken in upon mine enemies. And look at this, y'all. Notice, by my hand, like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore, they called the name of the place Baal Prism. It's David said, look, God did it, but he did it through my hand. The force and the power to get it done is coming from God through you. So the breakthrough, you're going to be a part of your breakthrough experience. And God says the first step is to pray. Whatever it is you need breakthrough for in your life, in any area, simple step, pray. Should I go? Go. Are you going to deliver them? Surely I'm going to deliver them into your hands. And many times, y'all, we may not think about it. But if you know anything about David and you read about him, David was an awesome king, man. I mean, he was a killer. The Bible referred to him as a warrior. He was a killer strategist when it came down to battle. He knew how to plan. He knew how to strategize. And he knew how to win. So David had experience at what to do. And even though he had experience and was elevated to king over Israel, when it came time to fight with his new position, he didn't just say, I don't know what to do. I've got experience. I got this. God, don't worry about it. He didn't just take off. He went and he prayed. Don't get so good at living as a believer that just because you've seen a previous victory, you think you don't need to pray about what you need to do next. No matter how successful you are to pray about everything that you do. Now, you would think a man that's anointed is ready to go. He was anointed and he was ready to go, but he didn't go anywhere without God. He inquired of the Lord. Something as simple as this. You got a major meeting coming up tomorrow, let's say, okay? You got a meeting, whether it's the bank, whether it's your professor, or whether it's just somebody concerning your children, or, you know, you're trying to buy something or do a deal. Now, before you go into that meeting, even though you are skilled at what you do, it would be wise for you to ask God how you should go into that meeting. Let's say somebody wants to meet with you because they're upset because your dog tore up their flowers. Okay? You already know that their dog running your yard too. So it's going to be like, you ain't going to be bringing nothing up to me that I ain't going to bring up to you. So you already set. You already know how you're going in. But what would happen if you said, before I go meet with this person that's unhappy with me, let me pray and ask God about how I ought to handle this meeting. And you pray about it, and then God, you planning to go in there and hijack them and say, your dog did it to me, so my dog did it to you, so we even. And then the Lord tell you to do something totally different, to approach it a different way. Because what happens? God prepares you for what you're about to walk into, no matter how experienced you are at it. And that's what I love about it. Just could the key be to what you need a breakthrough for right now possibly be something as simple as asking the Lord about it? Well, Bishop, I always pray. I know it. That's why we got more than one step. But he didn't just go in on his own. He took his time and he prayed. He inquired of God, God, what do you want me to do? The enemy comes in against him and he goes in a tent. And he goes in there alone because it don't say he took any of his men with him. He goes into his tent and he prays. In Luke chapter 5 and verse 16, it makes reference to the fact that Jesus often went to the wilderness himself to pray. I love having corporate prayer. I really do. I love having corporate prayer. I love praying with each other. I love as we pray together, but you got to be able to pray yourself too. You got to be able to pull off withdrawal where you can talk to God and hear God for yourself. And this is what David said. David said, the breakthrough is going to be like water coming forth. He said, it's like the equivalent of a dam that's strong and holding back the water where nothing can get through. But then all of a sudden, that dam opens up and all of the water that was held back comes flowing through. David said, that's how breakthrough is when you inquire of the Lord. Whatever is being held back, woo, and keeping you from progress, when you inquire of the Lord, this is what breakthrough is like. When that breakthrough comes, it is the equivalent to the dam that holds back the water, and now it's moved. And God wants us, God said, listen, let me tell you the kind of God you're dealing with. You're dealing with the kind of God, listen, I can open a door that no man can open. And when I open that door, I'll leave it so wide open that no man will ever be able to close it. God said, I'm the kind of God, when I bring breakthrough, I close a door that nobody can open. Imagine that. God said, that's what breakthrough is like when you're dealing with, just simple step. Inquire of the Lord. Any of y'all ever wanted to just handle something yourself? For example, you ever want to just handle you? Sometimes you are too much for yourself. You got to take yourself to God. Because you say, God, you know, whatever you do, don't turn me over to myself. All of us in here got a track record with yourself. Think about how you have handled and dealt with yourself in the past when it was just you and yourself. Aren't you glad that Jesus got you now? I dare look at your neighbor and say, Lord, don't turn me back over to myself. But that's what happens when you pray. When you pray, God opens a door that nobody can close. What God has for you is for you. Some great points in here. A couple more, it's gonna bless you. Number two, first simple step is to what again? Second step is to what? Simply obey. Look at the neighbor and say, obey, obey, obey. All right, let's look at verse 13. Let's look at this. Let me add this. Let's look at verse 13 down through 16. I want to show you some things. 13. And the Philistines, after David had done beat them one time, God had done turned them over into his hand. We saw that down through verse 12. Verse 13, and the Philistines, notice this, y'all, yet again, spread themselves abroad in the valley. So it's like they said, you know what? We're not convinced. We want some more David. Yet again, they spread themselves out. Now notice what David does. Now, he done had a major victory down through verse 12 because he inquired of the Lord, went into the tent and prayed. So he beats them down and the report goes back to the captain of their host saying, what done happened? And they said, we ain't selling for that. Let's go get him. So they go out to take him out again. And notice what happened. David, guess what he did? But wait a minute. God just told him how to beat him before. Now they done showed back up. Notice David didn't take anything for granted. The enemy showed back up. And guess what David did again? Inquired of the Lord when? Again. you can't think that just because you pray one time, that's it. Jesus prayed three times himself, trying to get himself his breakthrough. But he prayed again. Notice, y'all, he's skilled, experienced. And I, those of you who've been around God for a minute, we're the ones who got to watch it the most. Because those of us who've been with God for a minute are tempted to think that based on the previous experience, we know how to handle the next one. Why? Because it looked just like the last one. Newbies with the Lord don't have that much problem because they have no experience. But we got so much experience in this thing until now we done got good at it. No, I know how I handled the last boss I had. And now I got another. Oh, he going down the same. I go, oh, God, no. You better inquire. So Chris, he inquired again of God. It's like you praying and believing God. Okay, God, we're going to get this house. And you hit a hurdle, you hit a barrier, and God give you something. You say, praise God, God worked that out. And you think it's about the clothes, and you get down to, and then you hit another one. Well, this is what we, no. You got to pray at each level because the wisdom of God is necessary. So David inquired again of God, and look at what, this is where it gets good, even better, y'all. And God said unto him, now, don't go the way you did last time. Go not up after them. In other words, the way we beat them down last time, apparently they didn't get it. But when we get through with them this time, now this is what we're going to do this time, Dave. He says, I want you to turn from them and come up upon them over against the mulberry trees. 15. And it shall be when you hear the sound of the going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle. For God is gone before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. 16. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. And David decided to do it the way he had done it and got victory before. David obeyed. What God wants us to see here is if you pray and don't obey, ain't nothing gonna happen. You can't pray and then not obey and expect to get the results. You got to pray and you got to obey. Prayer is no good if you're not gonna obey the instructions that are gonna come out of it. So David then beat the Philistines down one time. Let me go in the homie's language, his version of it now. David beats them down one time. And all of his men, they're happy. They're having a good time. Man, Philistines better not show back up. And then a report comes. Man, they're coming again. And imagine this for a moment. One of the little young soldiers runs to David and says, King, I know what we did, but they coming again. They right over the other side of the hill. We can hear them. They up close. They going to be here any minute. We got to get ourselves together. And David said, okay. And turns around and walks in his tent. The young soldier, imagine, is out there. What in the world is the pastor, is the king doing? It's like a member coming to me and saying, Bishop, it's a 911. And I say, really? Yeah, And then I just turn and go get on my knees. What in the world? I told him they right there. David gets the news and goes back in his tent and prays again. So little young fella, well, he must be coming out with a secret weapon. He must be going in there to get something. He went in the tent. No, he's coming out with something big. Lord, he need to hurry up too, because they coming. Just like y'all do sometimes. Lord, the pastor, he need, Lord, the leader, oh, just like your children come to you, oh, you better pray. And then do what the Lord tell you when you pray. So David comes out of the tent, Minister Tremaine, and he come out, he say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We ain't going to go down there and meet him. We're not even going to go that way. We're going to go around the backside, down the side, and when you get to the mulberry tree, now don't do nothing. Just get there and just stand. What? Say, yeah, say, don't do nothing. Just get there and just stand still. Said, now, and then I want you to wait until you hear people in the trees. What? Now, can you imagine this? The enemy is right on them, ready to take them, and the King David comes out and says, no, we ain't gonna handle it like that. It's not gonna be 911 for us. Well, we're gonna chill this way. We're gonna go down by the creek, down by the over tree. And when we get there, don't nobody do nothing. I know you got your weapons, but don't nobody do nothing. Everybody stand. Don't nobody pick up a sword. Don't just stand there. For what? For what, Pastor? I mean, King, stand there and wait till you hear. Listen now, hear people running in the trees. Bishop done lost his mind. Did he really say people gonna run in the trees? David, he lost his mind, man, running in the tree. And David said, when you hear the sound of going in the top of the mulberry tree, then go fight. Don't move. No matter what they're doing, no matter what it look like, don't abandon the instructions I give you. You know why? Because I got you. In other words, what the Lord is doing, Minister Tremaine, notice what it says. He says, for God is gone forth before you. He said, what you gonna hear, Lord Jesus, what you gonna hear is angels running in top of them trees. You're gonna hear angels running in top of them trees. And when you hear that, that's your sign. God gonna be done already, took down the front line. It is the equivalent to God giving you a ridiculous instruction like, don't slap them back. God giving you a ridiculous instruction like, go tell them you sorry. But Lord, it wasn't my fault. His dog ran in my flowers. Why do I need to meet with him and apologize for what his dog did? And the Lord said, tell him you're sorry. And Lord, no, Lord. Lord, I'm the one that's right. They wrong. And then the Lord gives you something ridiculous like this. They don't have to be wrong for you to be right. Because they're not testifying to being a Christian. You are. So the instruction in prayer is not the instruction to the ungodly. The instruction in prayer is to the believer.
Get clear. Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop,
Charles Millett.
Yeah, with the Bishop,
Charles Millett.
You rocking with the Bishop,
Charles Millett. Great Expectations.